Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
And in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered in future episodes at pleasuremechanics.com on the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving us a voicemail message. When you submit a question, you have the option of using your name or a super secret code name. Today, we'll be answering a question submitted under code name Big Cheese. It's about one of our favorite topics, prostate massage. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the question as it was submitted.
So I finally got my wife to massage my prostate. It took literally years of beating around the bush before I finally came out and had a heart-to-heart about how it was something that I was very interested in and it was important to me. She did it. I enjoyed it immensely and I made sure that she knew it in no uncertain terms. However, that was about 3 months ago and try as I might, I can't seem to get her to do it again. Additionally, she's not interested in my returning the favor with oral sex or any anal play whatsoever. So I'm sure you don't have a magic answer, but I thought I'd ask in case you have some helpful tips. Best, Big Cheese.
Thank you so much for being in touch, and I hope we can give you some strategies today to communicate with your wife about your desire for prostate massage so you can enjoy it more regularly in your sex life together. Before we get started, we should define what prostate massage is. So prostate massage is the manual stimulation of the prostate gland for men. The prostate is situated inside a man's body, just under his bladder, and surrounds the urethra. The prostate is involved in every single ejaculation you have ever had as a guy by contributing fluid to the male ejaculate. And the muscles that surround the prostate contract with orgasm to help push that ejaculate out through the body. A lot of guys find that direct stimulation of the prostate is intensely pleasurable and leads to really intense, awesome orgasms. The prostate is stimulated usually through inserting one or more fingers into the anus and massaging the prostate directly that way, usually in combination with erotic touch of the penis. You know, straight guys all around the world are discovering the pleasures of prostate massage. It is by far our best seller of our 4 erotic touch video guides. And it's the subject we've been teaching about the longest. The Pleasure Mechanics started about 6 years ago with our first video guide, which was a guide to prostate massage, because we thought that every man should know how to explore this pleasurable sex act safely, pleasurably, and in the comfort of their own homes, learn how to enjoy prostate massage. So that's how we got our start. So it's a subject near and dear to our hearts. And we've taught literally thousands and thousands of men how to enjoy prostate stimulation. So we are glad you asked.
I want to congratulate you for having a heart-to-heart with your wife about prostate massage. I want us all to notice that Big Cheese took literally years of beating around the bush, quote, before finally coming out and having a heart-to-heart. And that is so important for us all to notice, because having direct conversations with our lovers about what we most want to be exploring is the best way of making sure that our sexual needs and desires are getting met. It is just so effective. Hinting over the years just doesn't cut it sometimes. Direct conversation is the way forward. So, point of erotic education for us all to absorb. It also sounds like perhaps it's time for another heart-to-heart with your wife, because we want to know what was her experience of giving you prostate massage or prostate play. It sounds like you really expressed that you really enjoyed it, but we're not sure how she felt about it. So perhaps really sitting down with her and trying to get a sense of what came up for her. What was her experience? Did she have any particular concerns?
Yeah, and I think you can start with a moment of gratitude. You know, express your gratitude that she was willing to explore something new with you and try out something you have been having desire for, because that's really no small thing. Trying a new sex act, especially when it's kind of, you know, an out-of-the-box thing that we never maybe even expected to try in our lifetime, takes a lot of courage and vulnerability. So start by lavishing her with praise and gratitude for being even willing to explore something new. Then maybe move the conversation to what she wants out of your sex life together. You mentioned that she's being hesitant in giving you anal stimulation. We wonder, what does she want? What does she want more of? Does she want more massage? What if some of her desires? And maybe try to think about meeting some of her desires in return for her being willing to explore yours. And then, as Charlotte said, move on to what was her experience of giving you a prostate massage. And there's a few really common concerns that come up with prostate massage that may be factoring into her hesitancy of giving you more prostate stimulation. So we're going to run through some of those. You can kind of bring them up in your conversation and try to pinpoint what her concerns are. Why is she hesitant? Why is she unwilling to give you more prostate massage if it's something you love so much?
It sounds like you've offered her a variety of other sex acts because you would like to reciprocate. So you've offered her more oral sex or anal play, and she says she isn't interested. That's great that you're trying to offer her more pleasure. Maybe she's just interested in getting more back massage.
Maybe she's interested in being spanked.
Right. Who knows what she actually really wants, but maybe ask her what she really would like. It sounds like you're offering a lot, but maybe see if you can get from her what she would like more of. A lot of people's main concern with prostate play is around hygiene. People have a lot of
shit shame.
Yes, they do. And people get confused, concerned. So there are a lot of ways you can handle this. Find out if that is an issue. She can use gloves. They're really easy to use. They eat great, easy cleanup. You can be doing bulb enemas beforehand. You can make sure you shower beforehand. Like, there's just very simple things you can do to, like, address that issue so that you can make it a non-issue. So perhaps find out if that is a concern and then take steps beforehand, during, just to keep it
clean.
Simple. Yeah.
And one of the more popular articles on pleasuremechanics.com is how to prepare for anal sex. So we lay out a step-by-step method to address the concerns around hygiene, because it really is one that holds a lot of people back from exploring anal stimulation. So make sure that you are taking care of your own body and keeping things clean and offering her the choice of using gloves to address any hygiene concerns that might be, you know, grossing her out from exploring this sensitive part of your body.
Yeah, and often once people handle those, they are much more interested and willing to explore this part of the body, because it really doesn't have to be dirty, as people think. It's...
Yeah, here's a bonus anatomy fact for you. So poop is not stored in the rectum. Poop is stored in the colon and actually just moves through the rectum, which is the area that you'll be touching in internal anal stimulation or anal sex, only on its way out of the body. So when you have proper bowel movements and when you take proper steps around hygiene, most likely you're not going to encounter anything more than trace amounts of poo. So a lot of people have this image that you go inside and you automatically hit this wall of poo, and that's just not the anatomical truth. So learning a little bit more about your body and educating her about it maybe will help her overcome any concerns she might have about encountering poo while exploring your prostate.
Yeah, it's not very likely.
Right. So moving on from poo.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think another concern people have is that people are going to get so interested in this new sex act, they're going to become completely obsessed and never want to do other things that you guys have been doing for years, probably. So it's just a concern that it could become an obsession. And that can be resolved through conversation, though new sex acts do feel exciting, and sometimes you will want to be exploring that more than other acts because it does feel new and interesting. So I think just continuing to let her know that you're interested in a variety of sex acts, probably, and just interested in including it once in a while.
Right. And even saying, you know, this is something I would love to experience once a month or every other month or four times a year. Just let her know that it's something you want to experience regularly, but it doesn't have to become the thing you do every single night. Because frankly, anal play can be intimidating. It takes some preparation. It takes some setup. And a lot of women are more than willing to give, but they want to know that it's not going to become the one thing that you want.
Yeah, you want to have other sex too. Just make sure she knows that too. It doesn't have to become your regular go-to. Just throw it in once in a while to spice things up.
Right. And a lot of men and women have confusion over what prostate massage means about a guy's sexuality and about his masculinity. You know, in this culture, we associate anal stimulation on men with homosexuality. And the truth is that all men have the same sexual system, no matter what their sexual orientation is. And the anus and the prostate is part of the male sexual system. That's just the anatomical facts. That's pure physiology. It is designed to feel good. It is designed to be part of your sexuality. And straight men are just waking up to this. Frankly, I feel like straight men have been denied a major part of their sexuality due to homophobia in our culture. And I think it is a man's right to explore his entire sexual system without shame or judgment. And so if she has any lingering thoughts about the fact that the idea that you want anal play means that you might be gay, this could be really freaking her out. She could be questioning the entire foundation of your relationship. So bringing this up, you know, gently and saying, you know, a lot of straight guys are getting into this. The pleasure mechanics say it's the hottest trend in male sexuality, which it is. And, you know, this doesn't change the fact that I'm into women and I'm specifically really into you, might alleviate some of her worries that your interest in anal sex means that you're gay. That is a myth that we, the pleasure mechanics, are working really hard to debunk, because all men, straight and gay, deserve the right to explore their entire sexual system.
Yeah, we often say that gay men love blowjobs. If blowjobs were all of a sudden considered a gay act, would straight men have to give them up?
Your sexual orientation is about who you want to be having sex with. Your sexuality is about the kinds of sex you want to be having. So really making that a clean divide and making her aware that, you know, your interest in anal play and prostate massage has no effect on your sexual orientation or your sexuality or your masculinity is a really important conversation to have to alleviate any lingering fears that she might not be willing to name on her own.
And we often feel like any men who are experiencing prostate play actually can become better lovers for women because they begin to understand what the experience of penetration feels like. Mm-hmm. And they can bring that awareness to their own penetration when they are penetrating women. And it's the best way to learn something is to experience some version of it so that you can do better at when you're offering that kind of touch.
Yeah, we've seen it firsthand with couples we've worked with in workshops and in our online teaching. As men get more proficient in receiving penetration, they become much more sensitive, thoughtful, caring lovers. So I don't know if you want to throw that into your conversation that, you know, by expanding what you're able to receive, that you're hoping to bring more care and sensitivity to her body as well. So take the time to sit down with your wife and address her concerns and really try to pinpoint what her experience of giving you prostate massage was like for her and why is she hesitant to do it. You might get a great answer, something as simple as, you know, I felt a little icky about the hygiene, what can we do about that? And you might have a really simple solution in front of you. However, she might just not want to do it, and you have to be willing for that to be a response. You know, both partners need to be excited and into a sex act for it to feel good and be part of your regular sex life. So if she is not really willing to give you prostate massage again, here are a few things you can do to continue to enjoy prostate stimulation as part of your sex life.
you can begin including prostate play in your masturbation. There are so many ways you can do this, using butt plugs, using the Aneros, during your masturbation. And you can continue to enjoy and explore the sensations on your own. Your sexuality is your own, and then we choose to share it with our lovers. So if it's something that you want to be exploring, like, you have full right to be doing that, and please do. The other thing that you can do is ask her if she's open to you wearing or using an Eros or a butt plug during your partner lovemaking. So during sex, can you wear a butt plug and an Eros? Would she feel okay about that? So once you get comfortable using those tools on your own, can you bring that into your partner lovemaking?
Right, and the simple act of bringing one of those toys into your partnered sex life means that as you're having intercourse with her, as she's stimulating you in other ways, your prostate is going to be included and you can experience those sensations of prostate stimulation. It may not be the same as receiving a full-on prostate massage, but it means your prostate gets to be part of the party. So think about asking her for that compromise. And you can even, you know, excuse yourself to the bathroom, insert the Aneros, which, for people who don't know, is a great prostate massage tool. You can insert the Aneros on your own and then come back to her, and she doesn't even have to really pay attention to it, but as you move, as you flex, as you thrust, it will rock inside of you and stimulate your prostate. So that can be a really good compromise. And we just want to remind you that your prostate is part of your sexual system, and it is normal, natural, and healthy to explore prostate stimulation as part of your sex life. It is your right to fully explore your entire sexual system, but it's also your job to compromise with your lover and find ways of including it in your partnered sex life in ways that you're both comfortable with. So we wish you well in this conversation, and please get back to us with the results. Let us know how that conversation goes, what she says, what next steps you take, and we can continue to be in this saga with you. So we will talk much more about prostate massage and prostate stimulation in future episodes of this podcast. There's tons of free information on our site, pleasuremechanics.com, and of course, our complete stroke-by-stroke video guide, The Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Prostate Massage, is available as both a download-to-own video and a DVD on Amazon. We have 8 video guides on erotic touch and couples massage available at pleasuremechanics.com. And as a listener of Speaking of Sex podcast, we like to offer you 20% off any of those download-to-own video guides. Simply go to pleasuremechanics.com, load up your cart with any of the videos you're interested in, and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX in the second page of checkout for 20% off your video guides.
You can submit a question to be answered on this podcast by visiting pleasuremechanics.com and looking for the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH. You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, and we are wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.